Tuesday afternoon, and the Gadget Guru is here. And this afternoon, he's got a big smile on his face, bigger than normal, because he's always got a big smile on his dial. However, today, I suspect it's got something to do with Mobile World Congress that was on last week, something to do with the motor show that's been on this week, yep. And also the Apple Watch in amongst everything else
that he
wants.
There's too much going on. I don't know how we're going to get through it all.
Where to start? Mobile World Congress.
So let's start. So the highlight from there, up and above the new phones, was the LG Flex 2, which came out with a really cool feature on the back of it, nothing to do with the electronics. They have a self-healing plastic batch. So if you plastic back. So if you scratch it, leave it on your bedside cabinet
overnight, it'll
heal itself.
How does
exactly.
it do it, Paul?
No idea. It's clever nanotechnology.
Are we seeing any of this nanotechnology on other products? Self-healing screens, for example, when you drop them and crack them?
Not yet. But
that'll be next year.
I imagine that it's in the works. There was some really interesting nanotech stuff happening at CERN if you went to the CERN TEDx, the TEDx CERN event.
Are we paying much extra for these self-healing plastic backs on phones?
Doesn't seem to be so. Mm-hmm. It just keeps it looking good for longer.
All right, from Mobile World Congress to the Mobile World Motor Show.
The Motor Show, yeah. So I'm not really a car guy, so I'm not going to give you a tour of all the great cars, but maybe the great tech that I saw. So this year there's been a lot of electric cars. So, you know, a few years ago it was just, oh yeah, one day we're going to do cars. Now there's so many. There was the EdDesign Torque, which is an amazing windowless, driverless racing car. So it takes the Formula E, which is, you know, Formula One but electric, goes a bit further and just makes it look like something from sci-fi.
But doesn't it take part of the fun out without someone driving it?
Well, they say you can fit a driver into it, but I'm not sure I'd want to without any of the windows.
Someone with a big remote controlling this driverless.
Exactly. But there was another car that looked really cool. That was a Swiss one, the Rinspeed Booty. This is a robot-friendly car, they call it. So it's a self-driving car, but it has a steering wheel inside it on an articulated robot arm. So if you decide you want to drive, you can ask the robot, sort of tap it on the shoulder, and it'll unfold the steering wheel and hand it to you.
What else does the robot do? Does it, when you pull into the McDonald's drive-thru, does the robot's arm reach out the window and
I'm not sure it did that, but I did read in the research papers that it will wind your watch up for you.
And that's
very important here.
That's what we all need. You know, Rinspeed are doing some interesting stuff, and every year at the motor show they come up with something new. How long, Paul Bristow, the Gadget Guru here on Drive Time, how long until we see these driverless cars on the road? I mean, you said a few years ago it was all talk. Now we're starting to see them at the motor shows. How long until we're on the A1 and a car goes past without a driver?
Well, I think it'll take longer in Switzerland than it does elsewhere because of the, the amazing speed that regulation changes here.
Call it bureaucracy.
The
Bentley has featured some parts that have been printed by a 3D printer.
Exactly. So the new Bentley, the so-called super handcrafted mega machine, they have a new thing called the EXP 10-speed 6, and that has lots of 3D printed metal parts on it, and they're doing things with that they could never do before, like for example the grill. Now if you look at it from different angles you get different patterns, which they could just not do. They're starting to print with different metals so that the gear lever is actually a mixture of copper and steel, but printed together.
Being a Bentley, it's probably got a bit of gold and platinum that's been 3D printed in there as well. I mean, that's high end. Once again, question, when are we going to start seeing this in some of the consumer models, do you think?
The Bentley guys say that these are consumer models, so it's merely a
matter
of
where you work.
Yeah, exactly. There was another interesting one, which is almost local. Liechtenstein is nearly local, right? And that's the Quantino cars, which they have two out there, the 2 plus 2 electric and the Quant F. And these cars are electric, but they have a nano flow cell, a fuel cell inside. So you actually fill it up with liquid fuel and it makes the electricity on the fly for the car.
And how often do you have to fill up?
Every 1,000 kilometres or something,
just like a sound
normal
of that.
Car.
And this is very timely, Paul, too, because, of course, in another tech story this week, it's such a big week for tech stories, Solar Impulse 2, yesterday, taking off from Abu Dhabi and flying to Muscat in Oman. Now, it's a commercial flight that would normally take just over 1 hour. It took the Solar Impulse 2 about 11, but keeping in mind, this weighs about the same as a family car, travels about the same speed as a motor scooter. You might see buzzing around town, got there in 11 hours, without a drop of fuel.
And no traffic jams either.
We like that. Finally, to wrap up, of course, the big story right across the tech press the past few days has been the Apple Watch.
Oh, did that launch? I barely noticed.
You had to be living under a rock not to see that one. When is it officially going to be on the market?
So officially, the worldwide launch in most of the countries is pre-sales start on the 10th of April. You'll be able to have it in your hands on the 24th. The most interesting thing is the nearest we're going to see it here is you're going to have to go to Lyon or Dijon.
Why is that?
Because they're not launching it in Switzerland.
Until
you go
when?
To the Swiss website, it says coming in 2015.
And why? Why do you think that is? What's the story behind that? Are they going to see how it goes elsewhere before they launch it here? Has it got something to do with the dominance of the Swiss watchmaking industry?
No clue. I'd really suggest you find someone from the Swiss watchmaking industry and see what they think.
Well, do you know, for a long time they've disregarded it, but all of a sudden some are now saying we're going to start making our own smartwatches. I think some are keeping a very close eye on this, as you know, it's not going to threaten the industry in any big way anytime soon. However, is this a sign
of things
to come? I don't
know. The pricing on this thing looks
like
it could threaten. So it's going from €400
yep.
for the entry model all the way up to 11,000 and then some if you want the 18-carat gold jobby.
That's for that Bentley driver we were talking about just
exactly,
before.
Exactly, the standard Swiss consumer, as we know.
What do you get gadget-wise on your Apple iWatch?
Well, you get everything you can imagine. No, it's not quite that. It's you get 18-hour battery life. You get a watch that, according to Johnny Ive, is the most beautifully designed piece of personal technology that has ever existed.
Fashion statement or practical item?
I would say the marketing is more on the fashion statement at this moment in time. But
for now,
having the wireless charging, I like that at least. I like not plugging things in.
Dick Tracy technology that is finally coming to fruition. Gadget, it is always good to see you. Next week you're going to tell us about a green movie festival that's happening in the region. A couple of sentences about that very quickly.
A couple of sentences about the Green Film Festival. It's a Swiss festival that my ecological association took across the border into France. It's on all over Swiss Romand from the 1st to the 31st of March. It's on in my hometown, Ferney-Voltaire, from the 18th to the 22nd of March.
Excellent. We'll talk more about that next week. Always great to see you. Gosh, we covered some ground today. If you'd like to get in touch with the gadget guru, Paul Bristow, panglosslabs1word.org. And we'll see you next Tuesday afternoon, same time.
See you next week.
Same bat channel.
Bye-bye.